जय गोपी जना बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जना बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ बाला देवा जय सुभद्रा नितय गौर हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल
जय ओम विष्णुपाद वरम हंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद अवय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परम हंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वसादि गौर भक्तविंद की श्री मायापुर धाम की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री क्षेत्रपुरी धाम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू आस्क द मर्सी फ्रॉम ऑल ऑफ यू। Actually, I have no qualification to sit here in the Vyasasan. I'm feeling very same in front of Sarvabhauma Prabhu, his very exalted Vaishnava. What can I speak? What can I say anything about Lord? But hope he will bless me and I can able to say something about Krishna. Hare Krishna. So today we are going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, Text 18 and 19. First of all, we will chant 18. There is no purport, and we will read 19. गौर्भुवत्सु मुखी कृष्ण कृष्ण दंदिति करुणं बिहि उपस्थिति तनंदिके तस्मै व्यासानं समवोचत. Translation. Mother Earth assumed the form of cow, very much distressed with tears in her eyes. She approached before the Lord Brahma and told him about her misfortune. Text 19. We will chant together. Brahma tad upadarthyartha saha devastaya saha जगमासा त्रिनायनस तीरं क्षीरापयो निधि. ब्रह्मा तदुपधार्यर्था सह देवैस्तया सह जगमासा त्रिनायनस तीरं क्षीरापयो निधे. ब्रह्मा तदुपधार्यर्थ सह देवैस्तया सह जगमास त्रिनायनस तीरं क्षीरापयो निधे. प्लीज चेंज. Brahma tad upadharyartha saha devastaya saha jagmasa trinayanas tiram shirapayo nidhi. Brahma tad upadharyartha क्षीरापयो निधे. ब्रह्मा तदुपधार्यर्थ सह देवैस्तया सह जगमास त्रिनयनस तीरं क्षीरापयो निधे. ब्रह्मा तदुपधार्यर्थ सह देवैस्तया सह जगमास त्रिनयनस तीरं क्षीरापयो निधे. ब्रह्मा तदुपधार्यर्थ सह देवैस्तया सह जगमास त्रिनयनस तीरं क्षीरापयो निधे. सो वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग. ब्रह्मा लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा तद उपधार्य अंडरस्टैंडिंग एवरीथिंग राइटली अथा दियर आफ्टर saha with devas demigods taya saha with mother earth jagma approached sa trinayanas
with Lord Shiva who has three eyes. Triram, the sower. Kshira Payo Nidhi, of the ocean of milk. Translation. Thereafter, having heard of the distress of Mother Earth, Lord Brahma, with Mother Earth, Lord Shiva, and all the other demigods, approached the shore of the ocean of milk. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. After Lord Brahma understood the precarious condition of the earth, he first visited the demigods headed by Lord Indra, who are in charge of the various affairs of this universe, and Lord Shiva, who is responsible for annihilation. Both maintenance and annihilation go to perpetually under the order of Supreme Personality of Godhead, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashayata Duskritam. Those who are obedient to the law of God are protected by different servant and demigods, whereas those who are undesirable and vanquished by Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma first meet all the demigods, including Lord Shiva. Then, along with Mother Earth, they went to the shore of the ocean of milk, where Lord Vishnu lies on the white island, Shweta Deepa. Om Agyanati Vrandasa Gyananjana Salakayan Taksurvayan Tasmasri Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Padaya Srimati Bhakti Charu Swami Tinamini Snikta Cheta Supranita Bhagminyam Sarasatam Prabhupada Gata Pranam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamin Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauramani Pachari Nirvishya Sunya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauru Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, today is this whole chapter, whole 10th canto is about Krishna. And if somebody asks what is the relation between these slokas and Krishna, sometimes that question may come, because there is no mention here, Krishna is not there. But still, there is the demigods are gathering in one place, and now the dharti, the earth, she took a form as a cow, and now she is approaching to Lord Brahma, and she is sharing her problems. What was the problem? Bhumi bharena, the burden of the earth. What is the burden? It's the sinful activities from the kings or leaders of this planet. So, I couldn't get that verse. I know that Bhumi Bharena, just few days ago we were reading. So, Mandasu Mandamata, we are forgetting so fast. We don't have that much knowledge and, you know, memory power. So, I forgot. But I just remember that little bit line. Because of this, sinful act, she is feeling so, weak. She can't tolerate. So now what to do? She took a form as a cow and she is approaching to Lord Brahma. And now, before she approached to Indra, and Indra again, they suggest to go with Brahma, and then they together, Indra, Varun, Chandra, Adi Devgan, and then Brahma, Shiva, and Mother Cow, they are going to visit Shweta Deepa. Why Shweta Deepa? Shweta means white. and Deepa means land, Iceland. So Shweta Deepa, where is the milk is white, the island of the milk, so Shweta Deepa. So they are now approaching to Lord Hari, Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu. So here is two things. Why they are going to meet, first of all? Will they get a solution for of the Mother Earth? And while the Mother Earth took a form of cow, these are two things in this verse. Other form can she can take, no? Why cow? Why not others? But she chose the form as a cow. And why they all are going to the Vishnu? So here's I made some note. I was reading Bhagavatam and so many, you know, reference is there that when demigods are in a danger position, that time they will meet to Lord Vishnu. Because Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only who can help them and who can solve their problem. So now we can see there's so many demigods, even Lord Shiva is the, in general we are counting he is a god, you know, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwar. So even they are a Purusha, you know, from the Vishnu, they are coming from, ultimately from Krishna. But for this deliverance, some work, Krishna is taking a form of, you know, Shiva. Like that, the three gunas, three person, Sattva, Rajo and Tamo. Sattva is Vishnu, Rajo and Tamo. Rajo Brahma and Tamo is Shiva. Shiva is maintaining, you know, Vishnu is maintaining the universe and Shiva is annihilating and Brahma is creating. So three job of them. But here is what happened. Those who are annihilating this universe and those who are creating, they can't solve the problem. Now who can solve it? Who is maintaining? Who is maintaining? Lord Vishnu. So now they are going to approach. So Krishna is in Shweta Deepa. Sometimes we can be confused, Krishna and Vishnu. In Krishna Lila, in Braja Lila, there is in Bhagavatam many times Sukhdev Goswami call Krishna as a Vishnu. Why? Krishna will not kill anyone. Krishna has no, you know, desire to kill anyone. He just come for the reciprocate his devotee. But Vishnu is killing all the, you know, demons. Because Sukhdev Goswami, because you, we can see when Krishna was there, there was no Vishnu. When Krishna was in Vrindavan, you will not see any Vishnu was there. But Sukhdev Goswami saying when Krishna is killing some demon, Sukhdev Goswami is not, pronounce the name of Krishna. He's, that time he is pronouncing the name of Vishnu. So Vishnu is killing, Krishna is not killing, because Krishna is always in Leela. He has no time to, you know, he is not wasting his time. He's just doing Leela and just his kala can kill everyone. Ete chamsa kala pungsa krishnastu bhagwan swayam. He is supreme. Why he should do all these things? He has no time to do this. You know, like that Vishnu was killing all the demons. But Krishna was there just as a supreme, and all the kala and part and parcel of Krishna, they were maintaining, they were, you know, helping to Krishna, you know, to deliver some demons, like that. So now we can see, here is all the demigods and with mother cow, they went to Vishnu, because only he can help them. And there is so many references in Bhagavatam. Krishna saved cow. He is a go brahmanya hitayaja. Namo brahmanya devaya go brahmanya hitayaja. Only Krishna is the well-wisher of brahmana and cow. Only he is the protecting cow and brahmanas. Why? He is protecting mostly very favorable for two things. Why not other living entity? Even he is in everyone's heart, in everywhere, in every atoms. But especially he is well-wisher of brahmana and cows. Why? Because it's related to us, related to all the living beings. Because yajna pradanya samad bhavadya, do you know that verse? Annadanna. In Bhagavad Gita, I forgot that verse. That says, annagata pran. Without anna we will not, you know, alive. So, first of all, anna, then how it will come? For anna, rain needed. For rain, we have to do sacrifice. For the sacrifice, we need a pure thing. What a pure thing? Ghee. Ghee comes from cow. Then you can, you know, worship Vishnu in yajna. So cow is very necessary for brahmanas culture, brahminical culture. So, and brahmanas, who is brahmana? As a whole body, the brain is brahmana. Head is brahmana. And this arms is kshatriya, who can protect. So brain is giving order to arms, come on, go and protect them. Then they can protect anyone. Because if we don't have any brain, then we can't move our hand, our body. Like that brahmana, before brahmana were suggesting to kshatriya. That's why they were keeping, kshatriya were keeping a kul guru, raj guru, because they are taking the instruction from the gurus and they were doing something. But nowadays they don't need anything. Now in this age we can see so many countries are just boom, everyday blast, killing, murder, slaughtering cow, it's going on. And they are saying, I'm a leader. So we can see this age, so degraded age, but still we have a right track to go home back to Godhead. Prabhupada created a nice boat. It's billions and millions and millions and billions bigger, times bigger than Titanic. You know, we all can go back home back to Godhead by this boat. Its name is ISKCON. So we have a right path. How they are so exalted person, exalted leader, they approaching to Lord Vishnu to solve their problem. And we should follow Mahajanasya Gatasya Pantha. They are Mahajan, they are showing the path how to solve our problem. So we should follow their footsteps. Then we can solve our this material problem. And cow, he is mentioning cow and not others, because we can see in Mahabharata also, even in these 3-4 events, that cow was the cause of the fight and the salve of the fight, two things. There's a fight between Arjuna, Kartavirya Arjuna and Parshuram, because Kartavirya Arjuna want to take the cow, and for that cow he killing Jamadagni, and then Parshuram was killing 17 times. He finished all the Kshatriyas. And in Mahabharata there is one Virat Yuddha. Everybody knows, I think. Virat Yuddha, Virat Parva, it's called Parva. That when Pandavas were hiding in Virat Raja's place. Somebody was politician, somebody was, taking care of horse. Bhima was cookman, and like that. So, that time what happened? Pandavas was there, and Kauravas wanted to take the cow from Virat states. But what happened? Arjuna was there. So Arjuna, only one person, defeat all of them. How he can defeat all of them? In Mahabharata we can see Karna can kill Arjuna, almost Arjuna was dying. Krishna just pushed his rod down, that's why Arjuna just saved that day. Arjuna, Karna was so powerful, even Dronacharya, Kripacharya, Vishnu Pitama, all the great fighters, Maharathi were there, but only Arjuna defeated all of them. Because Krishna is Go Brahmanya Hitayacha. Just for the protection of cow, Krishna give all the power to the Arjuna and he defeat them. So after the losing, they return to their Hastinapur. And other thing, the Govardhan. Govardhan. Govardhan Leela, we can see Indra. Indra was very much proud that I am supplying, water, I am supplying fire, I am supplying sun, everything. So I am the leader. So Krishna reject his worship. Krishna was quite child, but he approached to his father and giving some reason why we should worship Govardhan. He is a representative of Lord. We can worship Govardhan, not Indra. So Prabhupada said, Nanda Maharaj accept his proposal because he is a devotee. So Prabhupada was mentioning that he is a devotee, that's why even Krishna is very small. As a kid, he is giving proposal to his father. But his father was devotee of Krishna. So he is a devotee of Vishnu. So he is realizing that thing. He knows Indra will be angry and he can do something bad, but affection to Krishna, he is doing the Govardhan puja to please Krishna. So what happened? We can see Indra was very proud and he was called Sambarta, called the big rain person, and tell them to go and flood Vrindavan. They are not worshipping me. They are worshipping Govardhan. I will see how they will survive there. Let's see. Then what happened? Flood came. 7 days, 7 nights. And Krishna saved just pick up, you know, Govardhan Parvat, just like a nut, even a mosquito, you know, is doing even the tip of the small finger. So he was showing that, Indra, your power is not comparable as my finger, small finger. So don't be proud. So after that, Indra realized, now what happened? My Supreme Lord is very angry unto me. Now, what can I do? Now my life will be finished. So he approached to Brihaspati. What will happen now? And Guru Brihaspati give some instruction. He is a Go Brahmane Hitaya. He is a well-wisher and a protector of cow and brahmanas. Then if you want to please him, then gift some cow. Then Indra bring the Suravi cow from the heavenly planets. And when as soon as see the Suravi, Krishna very pleased. So, like that, cow is the cause of fight and cause of solution. Solution of the fight. We can see here. If we kill cow, then Krishna will very angry. Krishna will very upset to us. And if we protect cow, Krishna will be very happy with us. So, it is in our hand what we want to do. We want to make Krishna happy or make Krishna angry. So, cow is, the Prabhupada many times said, cow, stop cow killing, stop cow killing. He was giving many lectures about cow killing. And we can see the Bharat Varsha was the big, now small Bharat Varsha is there, India. It's one of the biggest, you know, exporter of cow meat. So it is our, you know, misfortune. We can't stop it. So, but Krishna is there. Krishna is giving the instruction of his follower, his devotee, to anyhow just stop to cow killing. And we have to, first of all, we can't say just stop, stop, they will not listen it. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give us the instruction, Chetu Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagne Nirvapanam. We can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realized that Lord Buddha came and then what happened? He was Ahimsa. Ahimsa means that he was not killing anyone. So Buddha came, before Buddha came, what was happening? That those who are old cow or cow, they are just putting in sacrifice to give new birth to that cow. So name of that, what began? They were killing the nice, you know, good cow and eating the meat. So Buddha came to stop that. And Buddha came and he said, I will not follow any Vedas. Because in Vedas they said that for the yajna, we are for the, you know, new life, we can put the cow in a, fire sacrifice. And then they will get new life. So on the name of that, they were killing good cow. So Buddha came and I will not follow Vedas. And in Shastra said, in Chaitanya Charitana, Veda namani le hoilo bodha nastik. The Veda is coming from Lord Vishnu. You know, it's a direct instruction to the living beings. And he is not following that. That's why Shastra said, Bodhik are Nastik. We are not saying. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came again because it will be the big problem because no one will follow the Veda's instruction. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came again. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us, first of all, we should clean our heart. Then we will realize that what is wrong and what is right. Then, first of all, Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapana. First of all, you will clean your heart, then you can see you are, you know, suffering, you are burning in this, universe. Then what you will do? Then we can chant. And that's why, Golo Kera Premadana Harinama Sankirtana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bring us. So then bring it to us. So now what we will do? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just simply chant Hare Krishna and be happy, Prabhupada used to say. So, while chanting Hare Krishna, we are happy? Or still there is something is going on in your mind? If it is going on, then devotional life is not going up. If it is not, then you can judge that it is going well. So, we have a so nice association here. We can chant, we can go for Sankirtan sometime and just be together and go forward in our movement, and if we do like that, then Prabhupada will be pleased. Even we will be not qualified to go back home back to Godhead, but we have a right to call to Prabhupada. He has a back gate key. He said, if those who are following the instruction of the Shastras, so following the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will give you permission to come, you know, inside from the back gate. So Prabhupada said. So we have another chance. If we can't go from front door, but if we do the sadhana nicely, then Prabhupada take us from back gate. So nice association here, and hope you will understand my class, and if there's any error and correction, please. I can't ask a question because I'm not qualified to reply the answer, but I can request you to add some instruction or correction. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for class. I like the topic about cows. Thank you for sharing the stories of how cows in the Bhagavatam causing difficulties but solving the difficulties. My question is, you mentioned the point of how cows are necessary for Brahminical culture, for performing yajna, just living in the mode of goodness and things like that. So I'm wondering, since like primarily ISKCON is a training for brahmanas, so is it also brahmanas' duty to take care of cows, or is it the brahmanas try to train up some Vaishyas to take up the service of taking care of the cows? That's the question.
First of all, you know, I don't know how to say that, but I can see cow protection is very essential. And in our movement, the cow is very necessary, because we are worshipping the Supreme Lord and we are offering. Even Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Patra Puspa Phalam Toyam. He is not mentioning ghee, dahi and milk and all these things. But still, there is so many instruction. Bhuktara Yagya Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Yagya Tapasam. In Yagya or Tapasha. Only He is the enjoyer. So whatever we are doing, first of all, we have to clean our heart and be pure, very pure. Be very pure, then your word will touch another heart. You understand? When you are very clean, very pure, then whatever you are saying, another person will listen it very nicely. They will follow your word. And then what will happen? They are killing cow. If you go now and we are not that much pure, and if you go, please stop it. And if you say something, they will not listen it. But if we are very pure, chanting Hare Krishna every day, nice way, without any offense, then our heart will be clean. And if we, after that time, if we say something to them, then they can stop it, because their mind will be changed by your word. And they can change. But now we are just thinking how to kill, how to stop it, cow killing, how to stop it. But we are not clean. We are not on that platform to stop it. But what we can do? We can purify ourselves first. How we can? It's very easy. Smarane na kalaha. Anytime we can do, anywhere you can do. Just clean first, clean your heart, clean your mind, and freed from all the offenses, you can see the result of that. And if you say something to them, they will think, oh, he's telling truth. Then they will stop it. Otherwise, there's no way. No another way. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Namaiva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatir Anyata. In this age, there's no other way, no other way, no other way. Only Harinam can clean your Kali Dosha. Kali Doshe Nide Rajan Astihi Eko Mahadguna. Kirtanaiva Krishna is a Mukta Sangha Param Brajet. After that, they can go back, home back to Godhead. After that, they can stop. Sometimes we are thinking, no, that every time we in class, we can listen, go back, home back to Godhead, go back, home back to Godhead. What we will do there? Goloka. Goloka means where is cow. Cow's loka. Planet of cow. Now some movie is coming. Once Prabhu said me, it's planet of monkeys. Even in our India, one state was there. It's called Hampi, the state of monkey, where Sugriva, Bali, Hanuman, Angad. It was a reflection from up. There is, must be there is some planet is there, monkey planet. So monkey state is there, you can see, in India. So Vaikuntha planet is there. So it was a reflection from Vaikuntha planet. In Braja Dham we can see. Like that. Monkey planet is there. So I realized, yeah, okay, you are okay, Prabhu. I said him, yeah, maybe it's true. I don't know. So we can see, first of all, this is a wealth from the Goloka. And when we'll chant it, we'll be purified. And after purify, if we say something to someone, then they will realize their mistakes. Because you are pure. And then if pure means pavitra, Lord is so pure. Nothing is there to make him unpure. It doesn't mean just put anything to Krishna, not like that. Krishna is so pavitra, pavitram param idam. He is so pure, you can't make him contaminated. That much pure Krishna. So Krishna and nama namin avinna. Krishna and Krishna's name is non-different. Because he is investing all the powers on his name. We are mourning, we are chanting it every time. No? So, we can see, without Krishna's name, no one can purify. Without purifying, we can't go back home, back to Godhead. So, even when we will be there, we have to serve cow. Because that's the planet of cow. The right thing is, we should try here, at least. How to serve cow? Not if you putting some, you know, if you giving some grass or some water to cow, that's not served. Because you are only one, serving one cow. But a whole cow, you know, whole in this world, they are killing cow. So first of all, we have to stop killing cow. And how can you stop? I told you. Just purify yourself and please them. They will listen and they will stop it. Otherwise, if you have one cow, you are giving every day grass and food, whatever she wants. But other cow is killing. Cow is killing, going on in this world. So, first of all, we should, you know, make us purify. And then we can go ahead and stop it. You got my sense?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. My question, a comment is related to the point where you were mentioning that when we chant Hare Krishna, you know, be happy. But if we're not happy, then something else must be going on, etc.
I told you, with offense, you will not be happy.
So this verse reminded, I have a comment related to that, but before that, this verse reminded me of, I'm not sure, it may be different in India, but in America, when we call the police or the fireman or the ambulance, there's a number we call, 911, for emergency. And this verse reminded me that Mother Bhumi was calling 911. There's an emergency. And we see that there's demons taking over our bodies. So, like you said, the number for this age is Namarupe, Kali Kali Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Nam Hoite Hoi Sarva Jaganistar. So my question is related that there's a problem with us related to your point is that when there's a fire in our building or there's a dacoit who comes to rob us, we become very disturbed with a lot of urgency by Mother Bhumi. She's coming to the Lord with tears in her eyes. But we see many pastimes like Nalakuvada and Manigriva. Narada Muni approached him and said, "My dear Nalakuvada Manigriva, you should call 911. You're suffering in samsara dhavana, the fire of lust." And they was like, "But this is fun." And that's our situation when we chant the holy name. Like Queen Kunti said, "Jama Aishra Shutra Shribir." When you're too attached to these, you know, opulence, beauty, money, etc. And in that purport, Prabhupada says exactly what you said. He says, when we chant the holy name, that's okay, but there's a to the degree, what is your feeling when you chant it? Is it with urgency, like a baby cries to his mother? And so, what are some steps we could do to realize, because every day we're coming to the temple and familiarity breeds contempt. And, you know, when we're enjoying, even in spiritual life, you know, everything's cool, it's hard to invoke that sense of urgency that, I'm really suffering in this material world, so I have no feeling, you know, I'm just enjoying sense gratification. So what are some steps we could take forward to realize that we should call 911, the holy name, with a sense of urgency, you know, all the time, but that's very difficult. So how can one go about that? Hare Krishna.
Yeah, actually, it is, you said the right thing, that it's very difficult. Even we are chanting, you are not getting any interest in Harinam. You are in doubt that what to do or what to not, you know, I'm chanting, still your mind is going here and there. So, but like when you are booming, you know, in a floor, you are booming, that time some glue or something is sticking in this floor. If you broom, it will not go easily. Then what you will do? You have catch another that broom, another hand, and rubbed it. It can go. Still it is not going. Then what you will do? You will make hot water and put on that. Then it will go. So there is various, you know, condition to clean that floor. Like many lifetimes, we had so much, you know, sense gratification. So it is still in our mind. So there is our mind is very contaminated. So it is not going easily. That's why we have to accept Guru, and Guru's instruction is like a broom. You are brooming, but it is not going. Then what you will do? You asking the help with friends, those who are devotee chanting. That's why if your mind is going here and there, just sleeping. When you are chanting and you are sleeping, means your mind is not in Harinam. You are thinking something else. So that's why you are feeling sleepy. Otherwise, Harinam is Chintamani, Amrita, nectar. Why you are drinking nectar and you are enjoying, and how can you sleep? It is means you are not serious on Harinam. That's why you are sleeping while chanting. So Gurudev's instruction is a broom, but still it is not going, means you have to be in devotee's place. You have to follow the instruction of devotees and Gurudevs and Shastras, then it will go. Simply hearing to Gurudev in one stage, those who are following the instruction of Gurudev as it is, but it is very difficult. In this Kali age, it's very difficult. That's why we have so many things. That's why Krishna created the Veda and Puranas for us. Another way. If I think there's only one way to go to downtown, then I can be a fool. There's so many ways to go to downtown. If I start from here, I will go that side. From the train, I can go to downtown. Another way, there's a, you know, big road, highway, I can go with the car. Another, there is a netra, there's a metro, I can go. So there is so many ways, karma kanda, jnana kanda, so many kanda. So now we are in bhakti kanda, path of the devotion. It's very shortcut. No need to do yajna, no need to do tapasya. Tapasya is morning chant, morning program. Books reading, follow the instruction of Guru, that is sacrifice. The sacrifice means leave everything. Leave everything means just leave your sense gratification, forget all your, you know, material necessities, then you will be, you know, improve your chanting. If you are thinking 10 offerings, you are hearing so many instructions about Nam Prabhu and still you are maintaining some material desire. It is offense. If you are doing offense, how can you go up? So Harinam is not easy. That's why we should gather and chant, and our mind will not go, will not be diverted. You got? Okay. Yeah, I can hear. No problem.
Here, we can.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. This is an incident 16 years back. I was reading Bhagavatam and the first canto. So Prabhupada is emphasizing on cow protection. And I became very sentimental in that, you know. Kshatriyas, they used to protect the cows and so. So there's a slaughterhouse, big slaughterhouse in India, Devanar, like, you know. So I became sentimental, like, take a gun and go. But it's not practical. So Yeah, I was distributing set of Bhagavatam during that time. I was very into book distribution. And I came across a teacher. She didn't have much income, like, you know, her income maybe 5,000, and the book price was 5,000, like that. But she was eager to take the book, Bhagavatam set. So I went to her house and I delivered the book. And when I gave the set of book, below her house there was slaughter, means they were selling beef, like, you know, because it was a little Muslim area. And so, and I told her, well, how come you stay in this building? And so she told my husband and the society, like that, you know, then understood the situation. But she had so faith, means she was so sincere, she took the book. And after 1 month I went there and the shop got closed over there. It was presence of Bhagavatam.
Yeah, that's the power of Krishna. Bhagavatam is non-different with Krishna, Krishna's pastime. So when they will read it, they will clean their heart and then they will be changed. These are exactly, they will be changed.
House, below her house, there was a shop, like, you know, selling beef, like
Muslim
shops. Like,
yeah.
So just you were in mention of the cows, think about books are so powerful, like, you know.
Yeah. Like, that's what Prabhupada used to say. One time I was hearing Prabhupada lecture that Prabhupada said to one Prabhuji that nine number offense, I think. Those who are faithless person, we should not instruct Krishna name to them. So at least we can't make a change to them. But Prabhupada said, if you say something, some story of Krishna them, it's beneficial for them, but they will forget it soon. But if you provide my books to them, any time or somehow they will read it, after read it, they will change. So, there will be chance, sure. Prabhupada said, so no doubt about that. So, we should preach them and give them a book. When they will read it, they have to be changed. Yeah, sir.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. So, on the importance of protecting the cows, so why we purchase a lot of milk from these slaughterhouses in ISKCON or temples. We understand how important cow protection is. So how to understand that?
Yeah, it's two things. That why we are bringing milk, your question is that? Why those who are slaughtering cow, while we are bringing the milk, the sense is working. Their sense will be work that why they are only, you know, bringing and taking all the milk from here. It means you are thinking that we are bringing milk and paying some money and we are supporting the cow killing, a slaughterhouse, right? Not like that. When we are bringing that, they will think milk is the main thing, not meat. Even in Quran, one time I was reading one page of Quran that cow meat is a beast, poison, and cow milk is a nectar. So when they will understand it, the milk is the more powerful than meat, then they will stop to killing cow. Now they are just doing sense gratification, you know, bringing cow, killing, and selling the meat, and bringing the money, and making, you know, huge house or building, and, you know, car, and just, it's a sense gratification. But why, when you are using milk, from milk, you can make dahi, you know, yogurt and ghee, and it, when you will use it for Krishna seva, then you will be delivered. So Krishna and Govinda, Gopala, who is protector, Pala, Palaka, protector of cow, Gopala. So when we are Sometimes I was thinking, I was discussing with Giridhari, why we are not, opening one farm, cow farm. And always we are, whenever we are free, we are just joking, when we are going to do it. So, cow killing, milk is, we are bringing milk to serve Krishna. One day I was telling you the story of Govinda Das in Puri. Mahaprabhu was lying on a door and he just jumped over to Mahaprabhu and he was going inside like that. We are doing bad thing. We are supporting and bringing milk and using and paying some money to them. But it is not supporting. It is serving to Krishna. Because it's related to Krishna, when we are using the milk for Krishna, it's related to that person who has taking money, and that money, the Krishna's service is going on here. Their mind can be changed. You got it? So, any others?
Yeah, I think also we're trying to develop one of our devotees in community farm project. So it would make sense, as it evolves, we should try to get our milk from a better source.
Yeah, in India actually there is so many dal. So many dal means group, cow protection group. So in India it's very easy to make some group and promote the cow farm, But here is in US, it's very difficult. We have no right to stop them. So there is no law. And in purport, that those who are, following, those who are obedient to the law of God are protected by different servant and demigods. We can see, is these things is touching my heart, this word. Those who are obedient to the laws of God are protected by different servant and demigods. Now we can see some countries there where cow killing is totally banned. They are very in Norway, you can see. You can read. They will, as soon as you kill a cow, they will put in 7 years jail. So they are in very peace, one number in worldwide rank. Norway is one number, first number in rank. He's a first nation. His economy rate is GDP, everything is high because they are not killing cow. And we can see those are Muslim, they want to eat meat of cow. So you can say Syria, Libya, Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, everywhere we can see, every day's bomb is blasting there. And, they are Syria, Libya, we can see. Every moment they are dying. Americans army are, there's just giving some rockets, launcher. So that is the, result of cow killing. You will not get any Muslim country, those who are not suffering. You will not get any records. There is peace. But religion name is name of the peace. Religion of peace. But we can see how much peace is going on there. So first of all, we should be together and give some message to the public. But it is not easy, I told you. First we have to be purified and then they will listen. Otherwise, just simple. They will not following our instruction. Prabhupada, one man army, he came in US. And he make hippies become happy now. You can see. Only one, because he was a supreme pure. Always chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and following his Gurudev's instruction. It is only way to make animal to men, to women. Now all are, we are thinking, all the countries, those previous verse, no, the second, there was Prabhupada's mentioning in purport that those who are leader, they are thinking, increasing the soldiers amount, they will think I am a powerful. They are investing all the money, all the, you know, like 90% of the money they will, you know, putting on, you know, security purpose. So we can say in China, this year, he put 70% of his growth rate. He put to, you know, in soldiers fund, security fund. Even in India, it's going on. Every day something is bringing, something is exporting something. So we can see in the US, so much money we are investing for army and weapons. This Kali Age is very difficult. But still we are in golden age. Golden age means we can chant easily, no fear. Without fear we are chanting, without fear we are going anywhere, anytime. But the day will come soon. We can't even pronounce the Harinam. As soon as they will listen the Harinam, they will kill us. Why they will kill us? Because they think he is a Vaishnava. Why they will kill Vaishnava? Because in Kali Purana you can see Vaishnava's meat will be like a nectar. Because Vaishnava will not eat any bad thing. No meat, no fish, no tobacco, no drinking alcohol, nothing. So he is like a very pure and very fresh. That's why they want to eat Vaishnava. The day will come soon. So we are in golden age. Now we can chant Hare Krishna anytime, anywhere, any, you know, in circumstances. So we have in golden age. Still we have chance to go back home, back to Godhead. And Bharat Bhumite Janma Hoilo Jar, Janam Sarthak Kari Karo Pukar. We are, don't think I am in US. This also Bharat Barsa. I didn't born in India. I was born in USA, not like that. You are in Bharat Barsa. This Barsa is Bharat Barsa. Before we can see, from Lanka to Brazil, Ravana make one cave to come to Brazil. So this was the Bharat Barsa, even from Sri Lanka to South Africa. So we can see this Bharat Barsa, Bharat Bhumi, this Bhumi is Bharat Bhumi, not like US Bhumi. Now we are divided in this and that. But this is a Bharat Barsa, Bharat Bhumi. When, you know, Parikshit Maharaj was there, entire world under him. So this is the Bharat Barsa. We have, you know, some responsibility to the living beings. Bharat Bhumita Manushya Janma Hoilo Jar, who are take bath in Bharat Bhumi. Not only, he didn't say Bharat, Bhumi. This is related to Bhumi, related to Bharat. This is America, now American. Now America, before it was Bharat Barsa. So still we are very lucky, we are took birth in, you know, took birth in this Bharat Barsa. So we have a right, we have a responsibility to deliver the living beings. You got it? Okay. I'm sorry if there are any mistakes. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samabeta Bhaktavinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premande Hari Hari Bol.